It is February 13th, 2024. It's 8:17 a.m. So, here it is. I am actually recording this with another recorder because of I want to try it out. Something different, something, you know, increase the volume a bit there. Just a little bit of a change because I'm still trying to figure out what's the best way to do this. Yeah, so I just wanna talk about a quick thing before I actually have to head out the door. One of the biggest things that a person needs, especially in the morning, is routine. That's a matter of if you're not a routine person or not. But I noticed that I need a routine in the morning. If I don't have a routine in the morning, everything goes to whack. It just goes out of whack big time. Like this every morning, Monday to Sunday, Sunday to Saturday, 7 days a week, every month, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. My fur baby Marco wants his breakfast, and normally I don't mind at all. I like doing it, but occasionally I do want to sleep in. So the wife takes over at least once every couple of weeks. The morning routine helps a lot because he's putting me in a routine, and that routine is good. So we wake up in the morning, he gets his breakfast, he gets his medication. While he's doing all that, I'm cleaning his litter, and when he's done and ready to go, we go out for about half an hour walk. That's around 5:30 in the morning. We come back in around 6. Yes, my cat does walk outside occasionally. Sometimes he just sits outside, but he does walk. He just sits there or take for a walk. I do walk with him. Every time he moves, I move with him. My goal, I try not to bring a phone with me or do anything while I'm walking him. Reason why is I want a more sort of a, hold on, I'm just going to increase the volume here. I want a little bit more, I want to be more in the present when I'm with him because he's doing a big effort just to be outside and just be in the present. So I'm trying to do the same thing, just to be out there, be in the present as well too while he's doing his walk. So it's actually pretty nice to do that kind of stuff. The other one as well too, routine wise, is I have my, when I get, after we get back inside, I have my breakfast, coffee, and just relax for a bit. I try not to do too much media in the morning. I try to limit my screen time on my phone or my tablet in the morning, but sometimes you just can't help it. Sometimes you just want to zone in, and those devices does help you zone out. But again, I'm trying to do a little bit more conscious effort to be more present for Marco itself, especially before the wifey wakes up, because Marco and I just like to chill. So, and Monday to Friday, the bad thing about this whole thing is I work at home 100%. Like, I work remotely 100%. The only time I go out work-wise is to see a client, meetings, internal and external meetings, and that's it. That's the only time I leave the house for work-related stuff. During the day, I try to do grocery shopping once a day. The reason why is just to physically get me out of the house. I do try to walk as much as I can. I give myself this year 30 minutes a day just to walk around the block, minimum 30 minutes. And it just gets a little bit more, again, it's all about routine and get some exercise, getting out the house and all that good stuff, especially if you're working remotely 100% at home. People always say, oh, you're working at home, that's so fun, that is so great, at least you don't have to worry about traffic and all that stuff. But there's always a benefit versus there's always pros and cons working at home. The pros is you are at home, you don't have to wake up too early, your commute is non-existing. My commute is between the kitchen and my office. It's about 30 seconds, so just keep that in mind. But if you do go to the office occasionally and all that stuff, it's the same thing. Your routine hasn't really changed except the travel time, your commute time, right? But the benefit of working at the office is the human interaction. I miss human interaction. I crave it. I extremely crave it. And because the company I work for is 100% remotely, the only people are at the office are all the admin people. Well, some support admins people and the operations department. But like me, because I'm a designer, I literally don't go to the office. I only go to the office, like I mentioned before, just for meetings and client meetings and all that good stuff. But I might change that a bit because all the desks in our office are all hoteling desk. No one's at the office. And if I decide to go to the office once a week, I do have to book the desk every week to get in there, or every couple of weeks, book it off, take it, and the whole desk is for me for a day, right? But here's the thing though, because if you're at the office, the biggest issue is this is first world problems now. Sometimes you are literally the fifth person there. The company is not big, because if people are out and about in their daily work activities, including meetings and meeting clients and all that good stuff, sometimes you, the receptionist, the office manager, are the only people at the office, right? And sometimes that's kind of, it feels like you just want to stay at home after that, because they're great people. They love to talk to them. But at the end of the day, you still want that feeling of more people, the better, right? And it's having that interaction actually helps a lot. That's why for me, working at home 100% remotely, having routine gives me some sense of normality throughout the day. It's 4:09 p.m. So I'm not sure if you can hear that. It's actually pretty windy outside. It's going to be supposed to be snowing today, but I don't see that happening because it's like above freezing. So we'll see. Today was pretty interesting. I ended up doing a test for a job that I'm doing right now. It's this, the request came in yesterday saying that they want to do a verification of a design I was putting together. And in the engineering world, you need to sometimes to verify the components and the system itself. Even doesn't matter how minute it is, they just want to confirm it to pass their requirements for the job, for the project itself. So I got a message from our client yesterday evening or afternoon, early afternoon, asking if I can do a verification on one of the components or one of the items that I'm putting together. It's a very simple thing. They just want to confirm the camera, if it detects text in certain materials. I ended up going to the office and getting it tested. It literally took me 10 minutes. It took me longer to put the text together and to be put on the background so they can verify it, that they can see it from if a camera can see it. Yeah, there it is. So I ended up writing a report and sending that out. So it turned out really well. They were very happy with the outcome of the test. So it was just a weird request that I got. So I'm gonna do is that's done, over with. So I'll be waiting for more information to come in. That's probably until next week or something. Yeah. So next week will be next week. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and the wifey and I did not schedule our week accordingly for Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I just did not. The sorry, an email just popped up. No, so I'm saying that we didn't align our schedule accordingly for Valentine's Day. So my wife has a couple of appointments that she has to go to, so she's not gonna be home until later on. I'll be in meetings until 6 tomorrow, so that's gonna be fun. Trying to get home during Valentine's Day is just gonna be packed. So her and I decided to just before I go home, grab some food, and we're just gonna chill at home and just relax and plan something for the weekend, hopefully, and just go for it. Just go out on the weekend, just go have fun and enjoy the weekend. It is gonna be a long weekend. It is family day, long weekend, so that's awesome. So Monday is gonna be a holiday for some people, but for me, it is a holiday, so that's great. And we're just gonna relax and put our feet up and just relax for a bit. Yeah, it's kind of weird though, because when I was going to the office this morning, it was a hint of snow. I think it was cold enough that it was coming down the snow, but it didn't stay at all, because by the time I left the office around noon, it was pretty, I don't want to say warm, but it's warm-ish. It's not like 16 degrees, but it was warm enough that nothing sticks in the ground. So it's pretty interesting. Yeah. Another day. It is 6:30 p.m. So yeah, night's done. I'm just relaxing with Marco, my little fur baby. Wifey's actually not here yet. She's just doing a couple of more things at the office. We're just gonna have leftovers tonight. Nothing fancy. Just really cool leftovers. So yeah, it's getting cold. If you guys are gonna be you will notice that I'm very obsessed with weather. The reason why I'm very obsessed with weather is because I used to ride motorcycles, and if you ride motorcycles, you have a tendency to be very obsessed with weather, because you can't, it's a very miserable time if you decide to go out ride and it's pouring rain or incredibly cold and you're not dressed accordingly. So that's why it's very, very weird that I talk about weather a lot. But it's getting there. So it's kind of funny though, because I tried to do some work this evening, but it's not really working out really well. So I ended up finishing early just to put my feet up and spend time with Marco. But, by the way, Marco is my cat's name, if you guys are wondering. So I'm just hanging around with him and just relax. Now I'm just chilling, waiting for the wifey so I can, get a call from the wifey to start cooking. So by the time she gets home, the food will be ready. But day two worked well, so I'll definitely have more stories to come. But just give me a couple more episodes, a couple of more logs, just to get everything sorted out on my end.